Code 3.
Code 3.
Since February, Trooper Mark Griggs has been driving a voice-activated patrol car. He simply tells the onboard computer what to do, rather than reaching for buttons or switches.
I can tell the light bar and the sirens everything to do, and I can keep my eyes on the road without having to fumble down, take my eyes off the road.
Unfortunately, it doesn't always work.
Front antenna on.
Front antenna off.
Sometimes she gets kind of touchy.
When the system malfunctions, Griggs can still use the traditional controls. The idea of a talking car was popularized on the 1980s TV show Knight Rider. But Vincent Palmieri, with the company that's selling the voice-activated system, says it's not quite like that.
Kit actually had human-type interactions with David Hasselhoff. We're not quite doing that yet, but for those of us who have been known to talk to ourselves in our vehicles from time to time, it's nice to have somebody talk back once in a while.
Leaders of the Iowa State Patrol say in the future, when it's more affordable, the technology could benefit more road officers. The system costs around $3,000 per car. Radio Iowa, I'm Pat Curtis.